Memory is a very good gift of God. Because by the things we can remember, we can recall things that happened to us years ago, 5, 10, 20 or more years, and remember them just as vividly as if they happened yesterday. I can still remember, for example, my wedding day. I can remember the birth of all of my children. I can remember my graduations and all of those things that have shaped me to become who I am today. And I'm sure all of you can also remember all kinds of things. Things that you've done, things that you've said, things that have stuck in your mind all of these years. Maybe even things that are there unexpectedly, things that you didn't think that you would remember. But you can recall them just as clearly as the day that they happened. Because memory is a good gift of God. And I've also seen this firsthand, too. Especially with dear saints whose mind has started to slip in their old age. They can't quite remember things as well as they used to. And conversations with them become a lot of repetition. I remember one dear saint several years ago whose mind had slipped so far that having a conversation with her started to repeat even within a few minutes. I'd have to introduce myself over and over again in the course of us talking. But even with their mind being gone, there were still things that they could remember. When we would pray the Lord's Prayer, for example, or have communion, or say a psalm together, they'd be able to say all of these things without making a mistake, remembering it just as clearly as they always had. Because there are some memories that even Alzheimer's cannot take away. Because memory is indeed a wonderful gift of God. But memory is not just for reminiscing, Christians. The Old Testament reading for today shows us that being a Christian means having a good memory. And of course, we need to clarify that to make sure that we understand what it means, and especially what it does not mean. Being a Christian and remembering things does not mean that we have to have a mind like a steel trap. I know many of us joke that we can't remember what we did this morning. Being a Christian is not having a photographic memory. It's not talking about the strength or the clarity of our memory. It's talking about something else. And being a Christian and remembering things is not about being nostalgic either. Because I know it's really easy to get caught up in reminiscing, of thinking about the pleasure of days gone by. That's why we call them the good old days, after all. And I know that we become more nostalgic as we get older, and especially in the midst of hard times, because it helps us to deal with those things, to think about the way things used to be and how good we thought that they were. But Christians, the good old days were not always good. Sometimes they were just as hard as today. So being a Christian does not mean that we only remember pleasant things. Rather, being a Christian and remembering means that we remember all that God has done for us. It means remembering the pleasant things that He has done, as well as the painful. Being a Christian means remembering even the things which did not happen to us directly, things that have happened in generations gone by. Because by remembering them, it teaches us. It prepares us for what is to come, especially when we have to face temptation. By remembering what God has done, we are enabled to get through all things. And this is the point that Moses wants to teach in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Because when we meet him here, Israel is preparing to enter into the promised land. And Moses tells them to remember, as they get ready to go into the land, everything that had happened before. And Moses was not pointing them back to the good old days, because honestly, it was anything but good. Because they had just spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness. Moses describes that time of wandering as being in a land full of snakes and scorpions, a land where there was no water. For 40 years, their only home was a tent that they carried from place to place. For 40 years, the only food that they had was the manna that God gave them each and every day. And it was only enough for that day. It's not like they had enough for tomorrow. They had to trust God each and every day that they would have something the following day. They didn't have refrigerators. They didn't have pantries. They didn't even have a sack to carry it on their back. They had to trust God would feed them what they needed every day. And for 40 years, they watched the previous generation die. And they left them buried out in the wilderness. So Moses is calling them to remember a very difficult time. A time they probably wanted to forget. But he calls on them to remember these things because they were no accident. It was God who led them through the wilderness. God was the one who humbled them. God was the one who let them hunger. God was the one who fed them each and every day. And he did not do these things, Moses says, because he was cruel. Not at all. God was doing these things to test them. And through such testing, to teach them. As verse 5 of our reading says, "Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you." Just like a father disciplines his son in order to shape him into the man that he wants him to become, so the Lord our God shapes those who trust in him to become like the image of his son. And that kind of discipline is often painful, just like the book of Hebrews says. It's the kind of thing that we don't enjoy when it's happening. But discipline leads to good. And so remembering these things, even the difficult things, will also lead to good, because God is teaching us by them. And this is especially important for us Christians when we are facing temptation. Because remember, Israel is entering into the promised land. And the difference between the promised land and the wilderness which they just left couldn't be any greater. Because they were leaving the wilderness where there was no water to enter into a land that's described as having oceans of water. They were leaving the wilderness where they only had food for one day, to go into a land where they would have all kinds of food, wheat and barley and fruits and olives of every sort. They were leaving hunger to go to a land where they would never be hungry again. They were leaving poverty to go to a land that was so rich that iron for their tools was as plentiful as stones. They were leaving tents for homes. Homes that they could live in for generations to come. And now, of course, this was all certainly a blessing from God. We don't want to get the wrong impression here. This was the fulfillment of his promise to Abraham. He was certainly giving them many good things. But with this great blessing came a greater temptation. The promised land, in that sense, was more dangerous than the wilderness. Because in the midst of their prosperity, it would be easier for them to forget God. When they had all kinds of bread to eat, when their flocks were multiplying, when they had gold and silver, it would be far easier for them to forget that all of these things are the gifts of God and not the result of their own hands. As verse 17 says, Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. So it would actually be harder for them, Christians, to follow after God in the promised land than it ever was in the wilderness. And we also face the same temptation, you and I, because we have also received every good thing from God. I mean, in Jesus Christ, for example, we have faith. We have life. We have salvation. Without him, we have nothing. But in him, we are richer than kings. And what a joy it is to know, Christians, what a great blessing to know that heaven belongs to those who trust in Jesus Christ by faith. But that's easy to take for granted, isn't it? Because it's easy to think that, well, I'm forgiven. So I don't really need to strive. I don't really need to struggle against sin. I'm forgiven, so I don't need to worry about going to church. I don't need to worry about prayer. Everything's going to be fine. I don't need to worry about anything. No matter what I do, I'm going to live in Christ because we're not saved by what we do anyway, right? It is easy for us to assume the grace of God, or to put it another way, to presume on his mercy. And like Israel, Christians, if we are not careful, assuming the grace of God can lead us away from him. Assuming his grace and mercy can and will lead us into destruction. This is why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, therefore let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. But the way to avoid these things, Christians, is by remembering. Remembering what God has done. Israel was called to remember what God had done for them. Called to remember how God had cared for them even in the midst of the wilderness. For 40 years their clothes had not worn out and their feet had not swollen. For 40 years God provided for them each and every day. And it would help them to remember that everything that they have comes from God alone. Even the very bread that they eat is a gift that he gives to them out of love and not because they deserve it. And so it is also for you, Christians. By remembering what God has done, you are able to avoid temptation. Remembering how God has set you free from sin will lead you to give thanks for who you are now in him. When we remember what we used to be, what we once were, we are all the more grateful for what Christ has now created us to be. Remembering how God brought us through difficult times in the past will lead us to and become confident that he's going to do it again. That he hasn't forgotten us all these years later. And remembering God's blessings in the past will lead us to trust him when he takes those things away. And remembering God's promises will enable us to fight against every temptation. Because a Christian remembers what God has done, so that he may follow God through all things. And Christians, we should also remember that this memory, this Christian memory, is also a gift of God. And we have this promise of Christ in John chapter 14, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So the same Spirit then, who gave you faith, is the Spirit who will keep you in that faith. And he is the same Spirit who will bring to your memory all the things that God has said or done for you. So when you are faced with temptation, Christians, when you're unsure how to go on, when you're even unsure how you're going to remember what God has said, turn to the Holy Spirit, who is the helper, and he will bring to mind all that God has done for you. And through his power, you will be able to face all things and to follow after God. So Christians, remember. Remember what God has done. Turn to him, and you will be able to escape every temptation. Let us pray. Almighty and living Holy Spirit, our helper, teach us to remember all that you have done so that we may confidently face the hour of temptation and follow after you without wavering. For you live and reign with the Father and the Son, one God, now and forever. Amen.